I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater is presenting Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella, Friday and Saturday, April 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. The production's conducted by Konstantin Kisopoulos with stage direction by Vincent Liotta. And our guest, the most happy fella himself, IU faculty member Tim Noble. Tim, thanks very much for joining us.
It's my pleasure, George.
Distinguished career in opera, but you've never hesitated to work in musical theater before, during, and after, and also in American popular song. Frank Lesser actually said that one of the reasons for staging this downtown instead of uptown at the Met was that he could get between 5 and 7 performances with a matinee on Wednesday out of the downtown show. What do you think about that?
Well, there are financial considerations, aren't there? Having been working on this thing for a couple of months now, you know, it is a Broadway show, but it needs to be sung in the old, you know, in the old style, the 40s and the 50s. I mean, you just can't back off of it. But it doesn't have what I would say the overall vocal stamina problems that an opera would have for a leading role. Mm-hmm. And so I think there, in his thinking, other than financial considerations, it's probably very doable 4, 5, 6 times a week.
Really, the part that you play, Tony, is one that's been the province of opera singers over the years.
Yes, I know Giorgio Tozzi sang it, and Robert Weedy, who was on the original recording, he was tremendous. And my friend Spiro Malice just did it on Broadway a few years ago.
Talking a little bit about the show, about The Most Happy Fella, a great love story, perhaps sweeter because the older guy gets the girl. At the same time, just a wild variety of different musical styles that you've touched on just a bit.
Well, there really are. I mean, you have what Vince Liotta, our director, likes to call, you know, streetlight singing. You know, standing on the corner watching all the girls go by, straight out of the Four Freshmen or the high-lows, almost barbershop, but not really. You have the Sister Marie, which is, you know, a little bit of a heavier character, more operatic in nature. The Ingenue Rosabella, really a true Broadway ingenue. Tony, almost an operatic role. You have to sing it. There are places that you can, you know, back off a little bit, but, you know, it's high. And some of the singing is pretty difficult. It really is. On the other hand, you have Joe, who is the character that runs off with Rosabella for a while Tony's laid up, which is a kind of a legitimate Broadway voice rather than an operatic voice. And then Cleo, who is Rosabella's friend in the restaurant where they work, is strictly belt, you know, Ethel Merman, Broadway, straight-ahead kind of stuff, you know. So there are different kinds of singing within the show.
Quite a challenge for the students in the IU Opera Theater productions.
Oh, yeah. But most of the students came knowing Broadway stuff. You know, they're very familiar with Les Mis and Phantom and things of that nature. The genre is not unfamiliar. That's where they come from. That's where I came from before I started singing opera. I think people are going to be really surprised at the strength of the cast here. And the acting is pretty darn good, too, I have to say.
Now, you've said that that this will be your last stage role. Why this one?
Well, I love this character, and it's a show I always wanted to do and never had an opportunity to do. The other one was Carousel. So I figured, you know, I started my operatic career here at IU, and I can't think of a more fitting way to end it. And I'll tell you something, George. It's really nice going to rehearsal and then going home and sleeping in my own bed for a change. You know, I have a full-time job here, and I'm very fortunate to have that. And I love it here, and I love teaching. I like teaching, I think, more than I do performing. And I love working with Vince. You know, he and I are old friends. And Konstantin is tremendous. I mean, he knows his business. He's really, really good, a real singer's musician. So, you know, this is going to be good.
We've been talking with IU faculty member Timothy Noble about Frank Lesser's The Most Happy Fella at the IU Opera Theater, Fridays and Saturdays, April 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th, in a production conducted by Konstantin Kitsopoulos with stage direction by Vincent Liotta. Tim will sing the role of Tony Friday the 10th and Saturday the 18th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.